Welcome back to That's a Freebie, the internet's only podcast where you get to peek into the mind of a complete stranger. It's probably not the only podcast where you can do that. I mean, you know, technically, most podcasters are probably strangers to us, but we know who they are. You know what I'm saying. Anyway, play the theme tune. That's right. This is the podcast where you get to look into the mind of a complete stranger and just listen to what's going on in my head. It's pretty unscripted. I do have a few talking points highlighted before I start, just so that I don't lose track because I will waffle and talk rubbish for ages. So let's start with what's happened this week. This week's been a pretty quiet week for me, really. The family have been in London, so my wife and my two children have been visiting London for the first time. They wanted to go on a trip. I couldn't get the time off work, so I ended up stuck at home. But you know what that means, don't you? It means it's a beer and pizza night. Yeah, not for me. I bizarrely spent the night watching musical episodes of TV shows. I started with the recent Star Trek Strange New Worlds episode that was a musical. You should watch that. It's very good. And then I moved on to the classic Buffy the Vampire Slayer episode, Once More With Feeling, which then led me to watching the rest of that series, which I'd forgotten just how much of a depressing series series 6 of Buffy the Vampire Slayer was. But yeah, more on that, well, not more on that later. I don't think there's anything more to say about that, really, unless one day I maybe do a review of it. I don't know, we'll see. What else happened this week? I did get startled by a security guard at the train station. I was waiting to pick the family up from the train station, and I arrived really, really early, like an hour early at the train station. I have no idea why I do that. It's just one of those things that happens. So I arrived early. I'm sat waiting. I decided to find myself a nice quiet corner, which you'd think in a train station would be hard to do, but I managed it. There was just some random set of seats in the corner. So I almost tucked away in a little bit of an alcove kind of thing. So I parked myself there, played a game for a little bit on my phone. All of a sudden, out of nowhere, a security guard comes bounding up to me. I just started screaming and shouting. I was like, oh, I'm in the wrong place or something. I couldn't work out what on earth was going on. He was shouting so loud that it made my hearing aids go off, so I couldn't actually understand what he was saying. And it turned out he wasn't even talking to me. He was having an argument with somebody on the phone. But it led to a scene where basically for about 10 minutes, I'm sat on this chair playing a game with this guy stood right next to me. Like, he was touching me. His body kept rubbing up against me because that was the only available space, and he's just having this horrific argument with somebody over the phone, screaming and shouting. No idea what it was about. I couldn't tell what they were arguing about. And then, yeah, eventually I sort of just slowly slid away and left because it was getting close to time for the train to arrive. But yeah, that was interesting. What else happened this week? Trying to think. Oh, I got punched in the face. I completely forgot about that. I got punched in the face on the tram going home from work. I say punched in the face. It was more of a gentle brush against the cheek, which was intended to be a punch, I think. There was a guy who was, he was very, very drunk. He was fast asleep, but he was sprawled out in the middle of the tram, sort of half on the chairs, half off the chairs. People were trying to get him to move, and it was a very busy tram. People were trying to get him to move, and he just kept lashing out at people and like kicking out and pushing and swearing at people. So everyone kind of just left him to it because it's probably the easiest thing to do, just give him a bit of a wide berth. Except me. I got stuck where I couldn't move away, so I was basically stood right next to him, and a car pulled out across the tram tracks, which meant that the driver had to slam the brakes on, which meant he slid off his chair and then got stuck between his chair and like a barrier to stop you from falling forwards. And he got stuck. Anyway, he got out. I tried to help him, but it just wasn't for happening, really. He was too drunk. He just kept pushing me away. So I thought, I'm not going to push it. Anyway, he finally got himself out, and he was asleep this entire time. He didn't open his eyes once. And then all of a sudden, he just randomly stood up, must have noticed that I was there, and just essentially tried to punch me. He sort of just swung his arm out towards me, but there was nothing in it. He just swung his arm out, brushed his hand against my cheek, moved my glasses a little bit. And when I turned to look at him, he just went, "Sorry, sorry, 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 sorry." And then fell asleep where he stood. Like, he was literally asleep, stood up, hanging over the edge of one of the barriers on the tram. So yeah, that was interesting. All right, moving on to entertainment. So as I just mentioned a few minutes ago, I did enjoy the Star Trek Strange New Worlds musical episode, but that wasn't this week. That was the week before. This week, well, technically, as of recording, this week there isn't an episode because it's ended. It was last week. I am, of course, recounting the previous week. The final episode was the finale, which, obviously, spoiler alert, if you've not been watching Strange New Worlds, you should absolutely watch it. It's a really good series of Star Trek. But that last episode was amazing. I got about halfway through it when I thought to myself, this would make a really good movie plot for the next Star Trek movie. If you ever decided to make a Strange New Worlds movie, it would have been a good plot for a movie. And to get that as an episode of TV is pretty amazing. It was centered mostly around the Gorn, which are a little alien race. Well, I say little alien race, an alien race. Very much reminiscent at the moment of the aliens in Alien. They're not similar aliens, but the similar kind of tension and kind of vibe is there. It's clearly what they're going for, and it works really well. Creates tension. We know the path of a lot of these characters, so we know that they're never really in danger, but it's still helps to create that sense of danger. And there are some characters that we don't actually know what happens to them, so that creates another sense of actually something could happen to any of these characters at any point in time, because we've never heard of them again, so it's very likely they could get killed. No one did yet, but it could happen. And of course, we finally got Scotty introduced in the series. Be interesting to see how they go forward. And I believe, interesting fact, from what I've looked up, the actor playing Scotty is actually the first actual Scottish actor to play Scotty on screen, so which is pretty cool. I think I believe in an animated series it's been done before, but never actually live on screen. So that's good to see. Feel free to fact check me on that. I'm pretty sure I'm right, but you never know. May not be. And then the other thing that I've been sort of entertaining myself with this week. Sorry again. One second. The other thing that's been taking up all my attention this week from an entertainment standpoint is the game Stardew Valley. I've played it before. It's a really good game. I lost my save data I don't even remember what happened, but I remember being really disappointed and lost my save data because I'd created a huge farm, essentially, in this game, which is what you do. But it's now come to Apple Arcade, so I decided to give it another go. And actually, with all my previous knowledge of the game, it's really helped the enjoyment level this time around, because I kind of know what's coming, so I know how to prepare a little bit better so that I can get through some of the more mundane parts of the game a little bit quicker and easier. For those that have not played it, it's really straightforward. You inherit a farm in a town called Pelican Town, which is in Stardew Valley, which houses a few neighboring towns, which you get to see some of them in the game. And it's basically just about creating a life on the farm. What's the phrase I'm looking for? You meet new people in the town, you create friendships. That's what I was trying to say. You create friendships, relationships. It's actually a really, really good game. It's a good game where there isn't an objective necessarily. You can make it what you want. You don't have to farm at all. There's mines. You can go digging in the mines, and you can collect gems, and you can make money from gems. You do need to make money in some way, shape, or form, though. Otherwise, you'll just not get anywhere. And it's good. There's multiple avenues you can go down. I'm at the point now where I've pretty much got everything with my crops automated, and and my animals, the feeding of them is automated. I just have to gather the resources and pop them into, like, you can collect the eggs and make mayonnaise from the eggs. You put them in a little mayonnaise machine. There's a cheese machine that you can make cheese from the milk from the cows and all that kind of stuff. The pigs will collect truffles for you, which you can then use to make truffle oil. Possibilities really are quite endless with it. It's a really, really good game. And there is story as well. So each character has like a hearts level. I think it's 10 hearts is the maximum. And as you become more and more friends with that person by talking to them more or giving them gifts and things like that, you start to see little bits of their storylines. There's actually some really tragic storylines in there. And there's some really nice storylines. It's dead good. So yeah, that's been occupying quite a lot of my time. Stardew Valley, you should totally check it out. I'll probably talk about that again in the future, actually. May even post some screenshots on the website of how my farm's doing once I've got it all set up how I want to. Be quite interested to see that kind of stuff, I think. Maybe, maybe not. Who knows? So what's annoyed me this week? Well, this week I've picked a topic very similar to last week. If you recall, last week I was talking about people sort of letting you go when they're driving, when they don't actually need to, and it just causes more of a distraction, more of a slowdown, and more of a problem. Well, this week, it's people that go the wrong way in a car park, because what are you thinking? Like, seriously, if you are this person, what are you thinking, right? So I am actually referring to a specific car park, I think, here. There is a car park near where I live that's unavoidable because it's where all the shops are. So you have to park on this car park. There aren't enough spaces on the car park for the number of people that are there at any time of day. It's not even like it's busy during peak hours. It's unbelievably busy all the time. Right. You can almost always get a space because there's people just nipping in and out. So you will get a space. But what happens? There's not enough room for two cars to go down each aisle. Not without really squeezing to one side, which is essentially what you end up having to do. And there is also a top floor to this car park that nobody ever goes on. And it's the most frustrating thing in the world, because if people just use the top floor and the bottom floor, there wouldn't be a problem. We've actually got to the point now where we just always use the top floor. I don't even check the bottom floor anymore. Go to the top floor. Wow, I've really got a cough today. Go to the top floor, and the car park's always empty at the top. It's like not even half full. So there's loads of space. Just that people, I guess, don't even like walking down the stairs or don't want to use the elevator. Who knows? I've no idea. But people don't use it. But this bottom floor, right? It's a one-way system. It's very clearly a one-way system. There are arrows on the floor everywhere. It's almost impossible to get it wrong, yet nearly everybody does. And I genuinely believe in this situation, they are just choosing to go the wrong way, because what they're doing, they drive. So you essentially, you have to go in at the front of the car park, you turn left, and then you drive all the way around the car park to the other side of it, and then each aisle you turn right down to get into each aisle, right? So what you get is you'll get people that are driving along, they'll see a space and they'll think, I want that space, but I don't want to wait in this big queue to get to that space, which isn't even that long of a queue. You can get a space within 2 minutes every single time without fail if you just follow the way around. And everybody then gets a space in the order that they drive in the car park. That's what's beautiful about the layout of this car park. It is actually a really fair car park. If you just follow the directional arrows, everyone will get a space one after the other in the turn that they came in. But no, you get the people that like to just go whoop, down an aisle and try and jump into a space, which then causes problems for the people that are trying to get out, because unfortunately, the people that are trying to get out of the car park have to rejoin that queue to go all the way around the car park. That's its only drawback in that respect. And even then, it's not that bad, because it does, once you get to the right side, it splits into two lanes so you can shoot off and get out of the car park. But because of everybody going the wrong way, you end up in a situation where basically you pull out of your car parking space. Somebody wants your car parking space because they've seen you pulling out of it. So they drive towards you and you can't get out. The number of times I've just sat there staring at someone waiting for them to move, and then they start honking the horn. And so you have to, you do the head out the window thing. You're like, you do realize it's one way, I can't get out because you're blocking the way. Happens all the time. Really, really, really frustrating thing to happen. So that's my second annoyance since I started this. Interesting that both of them have to do with cars, right? Just want to say a quick big thank you as well to all of the people that listen to this podcast. It's not many, but there are listeners, which is what I obviously would like. So thank you very much for listening. And I do get messages from you as well, which is quite nice. I've had a few jokes sent in, which again, what I've asked for. So thank you very, very much. As I've said many times before, you just need to head to thatsafreebie.com where you'll be able to comment on any of the episodes of the podcast. You could send me private messages if you want to, and you can also support the podcast on there as well. I suppose the more support I get on there, the more chance of me being able to carry this on in the future. I will, I think, once the podcast starts getting a little bit more popular, hoping it does, obviously, but you know, I'm going to assume that it is at this point, because why not? Think positive, right? I may start looking into inserting ads into the podcast. I'd love to hear your opinion on that, actually. I have quite a number of podcasts that I listen to, and I do pay for the versions without advertisements, because it's not that I don't necessarily like the ads. It's just I want to support the podcasters directly. And a lot of the ads not usually tailored to the kind of things that I'd be interested in, especially that this seems to be centered towards things that I either already have or American audiences, because you know it's where most podcasts seem to come from. So I'd be interested to hear your opinion on how best to go forward with that kind of thing. You know, if I was to introduce ads, would you just stop listening, or would you be happy to continue listening with ads, and or would you like the option to have a non-ad supported version? Again, obviously none of this is going to be happening anytime soon. Like I said in a previous episode, I've set myself a goal of once I've reached 100 episodes, then that's when I'll start looking into the numbers and things like that and seeing if it's worth carrying on. I'm pretty sure it will be worth carrying on. I actually find recording this podcast quite therapeutic, so I will probably continue to do that. I suppose it's worth mentioning as well, if I ever do miss an episode, probably doesn't mean I'm gone. It's just I do record this like the day before it's due to be posted. March, it's 2 days before it's due to be posted. The reason I do that is simply time, because I'm busy. I have a full-time job. I have children, a family, you know, all that kind of stuff. So it does make it hard to find the time to record, even though it's only a short period of time, especially, and as I found, during the school holidays, because there are times, pretty every time, where the kids are here, and I obviously am trying to remain anonymous, so can't just go and record it and tell someone what I'm recording. So yes, that is all worth just considering. Yeah, let me know what you think. Wow, I rambled there, didn't I? Told you. I feel in a very rambly mood today, actually. I don't know what's wrong with me. I'm not feeling 100%, actually, but only a little tiny bit. It's not COVID. I've done a test. And before I go, I just want to tell you just another story, actually, that just popped into my head. I'd totally forgotten about this. For those of you that know me, but actually that's none, is it? Yeah. I'm sure there are people listening who, I know in fact that there are people listening who do know who I am, because I gave them the link to the podcast. So they're probably going to work it out from there, right? If you can't recognize my voice, something's going wrong. Yes. For those that know me, and for those that don't know me, I'm about to tell you, so you'll find out. We have a leopard gecko at home. It's actually my son's pet, but basically I end up looking after him. I was very adamant of we are not having a leopard gecko. I'm not into like reptiles and things like that, snakes especially. Ugh, no thank you very much. However, he was really adamant that he wanted a leopard gecko ever since he first saw one, and he talked about it for 2 years, and he read up on leopard geckos. When he couldn't read, he was trying to learn about leopard geckos. He was opening the books, he was reading the books. So we were like, you know what, he's really put the effort in here. So of course we got him a leopard gecko, and I help him look after it, essentially. It's obviously, it eats bugs, locusts, things like that. He's still a little bit squeamish around some of them. He does quite well, though. He tries his hardest. So anyway, we've got this leopard gecko. So that makes us, whenever we see pet shops, we always think, oh, let's pop into a pet shop and just have a look what they've got. Any new accessories, any things to go inside his vivarium, because it's nice to keep it fresh and different. Excuse me. And we went into a pet shop the other day looking for, I specifically want like branches, like hardwood branches for him to climb on, because we haven't got many of them. It's all like rocks and things that are low to the ground. I wanted to just get something a little bit higher. So anyway, we're having a look, and he naturally we thought, let's have a look at the other leopard geckos while we're here, see what they're like, because there's such a varied range of like patterns on the skin and colors and things like that. It's amazing. So looking at them, and there's one of them stood up. It's really weird. It stood up in the back corner of the vivarium. So I was like, that doesn't look right. Mine never stands on its back legs. I don't understand that whatsoever. And it was like holding onto this stick, like, and it's really weird. So I went and got someone from the pet shop, and I said, guys, I think there's something wrong with this leopard gecko. And they come over and they had a look, and he starts laughing. I was like, what are you laughing at? And he said, mate, that's not a leopard gecko. That's a stand-up chameleon.